Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
We went on a vacation for 2 weeks, hoping that we could shed some pounds, but we didn't. But we didn't. Yeah, we didn't gain any. So that's a good thing. So we went on a short cruise for a few days, and then we spent some time in Miami and Key West. It was warmer there, so we walked a lot. So that was a good thing for us to refresh physically and spiritually. Thank you for all your prayers, and thanks for stepping up during the last 2 weeks. And also, special thanks to Lisa for stepping up and leading everything. And I saw Marcus leading the prayer session online. That was very good. So God is preparing us for something better in the future. I've been talking to different people about finding a full-time pastor for the coming after when I retire. The Association of Independent Methodist Church has posted that in many different places, so they're getting some responses. We'll figure out somebody. God leads us to this ministry. It's not for everybody, because the full-time pastors are looking for the big whistles and things like about a church, and that's not us. And we are a small little church with a very loving family life atmosphere and a multicultural outlook, and it's very unique in combination. So we are looking for somebody who has that heart, rather than just a ministry, just have a heart for that ministry. So let's pray for that. God will open the right door at the right place. But I'll be here until we find somebody. And even after I find somebody, we'll be here supporting this church. We are not going anywhere for now. So thanks be to God for everything that he does through this church. And let us be thankful for the opportunity that God gives us to do this in this community, in this time of history. This is our third Sunday in Lent. This is our Lent season. Lent is a time of our reflection of our life, and also we use it for the self-examination through repentance, prayer, and fasting in many churches, and that leads up to a Good Friday and Easter. So the 40 days before the Good Friday, we spend a time in fasting and repentance and prayer, where we focus most on renouncing certain things of life that binds us, some of the evil forces, addictions and hatred and things like that, some of them that we do not intend to do, but it forces us to do certain things, and we renounce it. Renouncing means that we are not under the dominion of any powers, any evil powers. We are under the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we reject habits that we need to reject, many things that we like to get away from: anger, malice, jealousy, things like that we want to reject from our lives, and take on kindness and compassion and things like that. So this is a time of reflection and self-examination leading up to the Good Friday and Easter. So this is called Lent, and this is the third Sunday in Lent that we practice those things. And also, I wanted to acknowledge that it is also International Women's Day, where we acknowledge the achievements of women in the social world and also in the spiritual world. There's a lot of women that we sometimes forget that have achieved a lot and made a big contribution to our society and also to our churches, church history also. I don't want to go into the details. The ministry of Jesus was supported wholly financially by women. If you look at the gospel teachings, there are three or four women that the gospel mentioned that they supported financially from their earnings that what they made. So women had and still have a special role in church and in our society, and let us recognize that fact and honor the role of women in our church and our society. So it's International Women's Day also.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's where it is. The announcements are listed in the second page. That's our regular announcements. And as you know, Wayne will be traveling for his grandson's wedding. His grandson, Matt, was here several times before. He has only one grandson. Wayne and Carol has only one grandson. And he's getting married in New York for some reason. So they are going, only Wayne is going there. I believe Carol is at home with home care. And so please pray for him and Carol as they are away. And thank God for Kenny Kirby, who agreed to come and join us after a while. Thanks for joining us and taking your time to be with us, and God bless you for that. The announcements, the food bank ministry continues. That helps our community here, and also the books will support the mission work. Our cooking class and art class will be scheduled as we plan later. And the third Thursday luncheon will be on March 19 at Golden Corral, joining for a time of lunch and fellowship. And today, March 8, is a daylight savings time started. Hopefully you change the clock 1 hour forward and lost an hour of sleep probably. I don't know if we are missing some people because of that. They might show up the time of benediction maybe, I don't know. So we'll bless them, we'll see how that goes. And I put some of the important events of the calendar in the bulletin because it reminds us for our continued prayer and meditation during this time. March 29 is Palm Sunday, and April 5 will be Easter Sunday. We'll have communion on that day. Those are the announcements that I have. I have a new visitor. Are you a new visitor or have
yes,
you?
Sir.
What's your name?
Sam.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Please say hi to Sam, everybody.
Hi, Sam.
So introduce themselves. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service. God loves a cheerful giver. We accept donations on our website also. Please use those facilities. That's still working, right? The on-site, online donation site work,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
you had
no
some
problem.
Issues. Okay, some of you are using it and you like it. Continue to do the work that God has given us in this ministry to do, and helping us to do that. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any special announcements? Anything else? Okay, if not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Songs of glorious praise. This is a melodious sonnet, sung in winding tongues above. Praise the mountain, fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming God. Here I praise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure, send me to our rival home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, in the cross his precious blood. What to grace, oh grace a danger, when the young man stranger. Like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Born to wander, Lord, I feel it. Born to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this great time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you together as your children. Thank you for the gift of life and the good health and strength that you have given us to get up this morning to see a new day in our life. Above all, thank you for the opportunity that you gave us to gather in your name as your children. That you gave us eternal life through your Son Jesus Christ, who came and lived in this world among us, suffered and died and rose again from the dead. As we meditate on the Lent season now and reflect on all the things that you have done for us, help us, Lord, to renounce the things that are dominating in our lives, and also to reject the habits that we have to reject, and take on the qualities of Jesus Christ, the compassion and the care and love that you have shown to this world. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your word as we meditate during this time of Lent and leading up to Easter. Thank you for the opportunity you gave us together to worship you here and also online. We pray that you will give us the grace to worship you in truth and in spirit, that your presence will be felt by each and every one of us here, O Lord. As we go from this place, that we will be empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can show more powerful witnesses in our lives for you. Thank you again for your presence in our midst here today, Lord. Help us to worship you together and lift your name up, that each and every one of us will be blessed and touched by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is our fellowship time now, if we can get up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning.
Yes.
Could be somewhere. That's what I say at a big market. So it's easy. Good morning. Good to see you again, my friend.
I was working out.
You talked to Jan for how many hours?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Wow.
About all the things. And she might be coming down to visit us sometime.
Where?
Yeah, she said she's coming out. She's in New York.
New York.
Ah, she's in New York. And she says she sends everybody hello.
Oh, okay. So she won't be moving back down here.
Oh.
She's going to stay up there, but she says she'll be visiting down here off and on because her son is here.
Okay.
And she got two granddaughters.
Our congregational hymn today is There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. It's on the screen. It's also in the book at 622. If you want to turn with the book, you can remain seated, or you can stand up as you like. We'll sing 622 verses 1 through 4. still remain standing. We will read the responsive reading. I'll bring it up 1 second. Yeah, which is taken from Psalm 31, verses 1 through 8. Please follow on the screen. The blue is for our responsive reading by the congregation.
In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame in your righteousness. Deliver me.
Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
You have also fairly God to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord.
I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction. You have taken notice of my adversaries.
And you have not delivered me in the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place.
Word of God, people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our time of prayer now as we bring our prayers of praises and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives and share with the church and also with one another so we can rejoice together for all the blessings that we receive. And also it is a time that we bring our concerns and burdens to God and also share with one another and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, united in faith. God's promise is that when we unite in faith, God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will, which is much better than our time and our will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and also prayers of concerns at this time. Our regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me to the back, in those boxes listed there, please continue to pray for these items in your regular prayers every day. The ones that are highlighted are the ones that we need immediate prayers. Pray for Jan Bezor, as I reminded you about the passing of Jan. Harry. And Jan has called Lou, and also she texted me that his body was cremated there. And he loved this church, and he loved all the ministry that we have been doing here. Hopefully, she will be able to come and join. And she had a request for us as a church to sing one verse of "It Is Well With My Soul" to remember Harry. So that is something that we will do right after the prayer time, before we go to the silent prayer. I will let you know at that time. And also remember the people like Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda Tong, she's here today with us, and Pam, Ashton, Adam, Melissa Pilcher. And also please remember Kimberly and Haley, who were here in the last week, and they were here this morning. They are going through a tough time in their life. We are helping them out as much as we can. Please remember them in our prayers also. And pray for Jean McBrayer, Grace Ains, Carol Clements, and all those who are going through various situations in their lives with their health issues. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who work behind the scenes to make our life easier. Let us pray that God will give them the grace to do their work every day and pray for their families. I pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, that we'll have a peaceful solutions to all the problems that we face globally and also in our country, that we'll be united and to be a leader for the world in the future. And also we pray for our church, and especially remember the world peace, the wars that are happening around the world, that God will bring a peaceful settlement to all these issues. And pray for our church and all the churches incoming, pastors and leaders and missionaries and ministers who work in various different ways, and also around the world, in difficult parts of the world, with oppositions of preaching the gospel, that God will give them the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the regular prayer requests that I wanted to remind you on that. Please keep this as a reminder on your prayer desk every day and remember these items. Are there any other special call-outs or prayer items to call or praise items to celebrate? So if there are no other special items, before we go to our quiet prayer, we will sing that one verse and a chorus of "It Is Well With My Soul." It's on the screen. In remembering Harry and honoring his memory, let us pray. Let us sing this first verse and the chorus, "It Is Well With My Soul." If you want, you can stand or you can remain seated, but we will stand. Okay. Scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you gave us together to come before you with our prayers of blessings and prayers of concerns. Thank you, God, for the gift of life and family and friends and church and fellowship, and all the blessings that you give us every day, Lord. The good health and strength that you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to see this new day. Thank you for covering us with your protection and safety and your love in the midst of this busy lives of our in this world. We come before you with grateful hearts, full of thankfulness in our hearts, O God. We also bring up our needs and our concerns before you, because you are our loving Father who cares for us, who provides us, and you are the provider, Jehovah Jireh. You are the source of all good things, and you desire only good things for us, O God, and we seek your presence and raise our burdens and pains and concerns before you, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies and our minds and in our spirits, especially the ones that we are looking and we are praying for healing in their bodies, especially pray for Jeff Woodman, Jan Bezos, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou Hughes, Yolanda, Pam, Ashton, Adam, and all those who are going through difficult times in their lives, like Melissa Pilcher and Kimberly. Bless them with your grace and healing according to their needs, O God. We pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Haynes and Carol Clements as we continue to pray for them also. Hold them in your mighty hands, O God, and strengthen them in their body and in their spirits. We thank you for again this time you have given to pray and intercede for others. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes to make our lives comfortable. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their safety and their family safety, Lord. Bless them with your grace in their lives. We pray for our nation, our presidents, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray that you will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions and bring unity and peace to this country and prosperity, Lord. We pray for world peace, especially during this time of wars happening around the world. We pray that you'll bring closure to all of these issues and a peaceful situation around the world, Lord. We pray for our church also. We thank you for the ministry that you have given us in this community to do. Help us to do faithfully the work that you have given us to do, to minister to others, the love and care and compassion that you have shown us, to spread that to others also. We pray for all the churches and pastors and ministers and leaders in this community and around the world, especially the missionaries and workers that are working in various ways around the world. And many of them are working in parts of places where there is a lot of opposition and troubles against them. We pray that you will give them the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen them, Lord, that they will preach the gospel boldly and bring people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you, Lord, in truth and in spirit as we come before you with our prayers and our praises, that your name will be glorified in everything we do here, Lord. In the meditation of the word, empower us, Lord, that we will be filled with the power of your word, that we can also be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, and help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. As we close our prayer this time, we pray the prayer that your Son Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
Stand for the doxology. Offering, and thank you that we're all able to give a little to be able to further those in need and just let people know who you are and that you love them. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from John chapter 4.
John chapter 1 Timothy.
No.
That's not there, right?
Did you do the scripture? Oh, well, you get to listen to me read it. Okay? It's actually from John chapter 4, verses 3 through 14. So he left Judea, and it won't be on the screen. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had gone through Samaria, so he came down to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" his disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living God, we come before your word with open hearts and open minds. Open our hearts, O God, so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. And illumine our souls, Lord, so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today, Lord. Speak to me and through me the word that you want to speak to your people, that it will become powerful source of life, just like the living water that Jesus gave that Samaritan woman, that it will be a living source from our life to this world. As we meditate on the word, O God, that may your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, the passage that we heard here today read from the Gospel of John is a familiar passage that I have preached on here on that passage several times before, about a woman that Jesus met near a well while he was traveling from Judea to Galilee. If you take up the bulletin, I put a map in the front of the bulletin, so you'll get an idea where what we are talking about. There are two routes that are shown there on the map. One is a green path, that is the straight path from Judea at the bottom that to get to Galilee at the top, the north. And Samaria was a region or a separate country, you can say, between Judea and Galilee. But the Jews in the Judea area do not go to Galilee through the straight path, because the Samaritans were not considered to be touchable people or people that they want to associate with. So they stayed away from Samaritans. So they usually take the red path. It takes about another day or two to get there, but they didn't mind that because they want to stay away from the Samaritans who are despised by the Jews. So they take the route, the red path, around to go to Galilee to do their businesses. But Jesus here decides to break that barrier, break the rule, and he decided to take the green path, going straight through Samaria to Galilee, which was a no-no for a Jewish person, especially like somebody like Jesus, who was considered to be a prophet by the Jewish people, that he would never think of going through Samaria, which is a forbidden land. And the history says that the Samaritans are actually original brothers and sisters of Judaic people, the Jewish people. But what happened was, after King Solomon, the kingdom was divided into Judea and northern Israel, and the northern Israel was captured by several kingdoms like Persians and Medians and all of those people who eventually defeated them because they worshipped idols and they stayed away from God. But the Judeans, or the Jews at the bottom of the south, they stayed faithful to the scripture and to God and worshipped in Jerusalem. So the Samaritans were considered to be alienated from God, and they had intermarriages with other cultures and other religions, and they were considered to be a mixed culture, not of pure Jewish culture at that time. That's why they were despised by the Jewish people. So they were a mixture of people, and mixture of races from various cultures, and also they worshipped different gods and different idols. And even the Jewish believers in Samaria, the mixed culture, they worshipped the Jewish God, but they had a different worship center in Samaria, in a hill there. So these two people do not like each other. They hated each other, even though they were brothers and sisters at one point. It's something similar to us in this world today. We were all brothers and sisters at one point.
Amen.
We all came from one source, right?
Yes.
But now we are all divided in various different ways, and you know that we have our own little barriers that we build, family barriers, geographical barriers, cultural barriers, and linguistic language barriers, and you name it. I mean, we can find any barrier we want in this world now. But the message of Jesus Christ is about not barriers, about crossing the barriers and going through the Samaria that the Jewish despised. That's what Jesus did. So what was happening here was, while Jesus was traveling through there, they walked, Jesus walked a long way to get to Galilee, and he was tired. And while he was walking through Samaria, he sat down near a well that he found. And while he was sitting down there to drink some water, he didn't have anything to draw with. So he sat down, and there came a Samaritan woman to collect water in the middle of the day, noontime. Very hot. Jesus was very tired. So she was there, came with the pots, and he had the string and all the things that to pull the water from. So Jesus asked her, "Would you give me some water to drink?" That was a very surprising event for that woman, because she knew he was a Jewish man by the looks, and also by the dress and the clothes that he wore, he probably had a prophetic look. And it was very strange and surprising for that woman that this Jewish man decided to talk to me. First of all, Jewish prophets and leaders do not talk to strange women, even in their own society. It has to be a familiar woman. But and considering a Samaritan woman, it was completely no-no, and she was really shocked. And then when he asked for some water, she was shocked and asked him back, how come a Jewish man, especially a Jewish teacher like you, is asking for a Samaritan woman for a drink? That was the question that she was asking him when Jesus asked him. So the midday sun was there with all the heat, and Jesus was just tired, showing that Jesus was just a human being also, that he has thirst and he was hungry. And also the woman was shocked because she was spiritually upset about the way Jesus encountered her. As I told you the historical background about this, the most common view of the origin of the Samaritans was that they were a mixed race despised by the Jewish people. Jesus does not expose anything about the race or culture or the history of that woman. He just wanted to have a drink. And the woman started talking about the history and the culture and everything. What does that tell us about our life? God wants to bless us every day without any condition. He wants to cross all the barriers, even our sins that he will forgive when we repent. And he wants to bless us with all the blessings in heaven, the joy and the peace, and all the things that he wants to give us. But we start asking questions. How come, God, you give me all these things when I am not deserving of those things? Are we looked at by God being deserving or not? God does not look at us if we are deserving or not. Because we are his children. When they need something, God knows how to provide it and he will provide us. But many times, our rebellion or some of our concepts in our minds, like the woman, we start asking questions and resisting the blessings that we are supposed to get. And Jesus is telling her a different story. When we see something remarkable here is that Jesus intentionally wanted to walk through Samaria. And this was not a surprise or a shocking encounter. It was a divinely planned encounter between Jesus and this woman. So this reminds us that the gospel is a barrier-breaking message. It crosses cultural barriers, it crosses gender barriers, it crosses moral barriers and religious barriers, and even missional barriers that we will see. When we say that with cultural barriers, he decided to go through Samaria that he could have avoided, like many other Jewish people do, go around. But he did not want to avoid that. Jesus deliberately goes through Samaria, then he speaks to this Samaritan woman, which was unthinkable. So Jesus refuses to let culture, ethnicity, or history determine who deserves grace. In the kingdom of God, everybody deserves grace.
Amen.
Grace is free and it is available to all.
Yes.
It is not for a certain few people. The big or the tall, even the short people are eligible for grace, right?
Amen.
Because Zacchaeus was a short guy and he was a sinner. But even Jesus encountered him too. The gospel crosses all barriers. It doesn't matter what color you are, what color hair you have. Even the older people have grace from God, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we are here. Sometimes the world looks at us as a liability, right? Because once you are old, you're done with this world and you just move out of the way. Let's move on with us. That's not it is with the kingdom of God. We are all precious to God.
Amen.
We may grow, our hair may grow older, our skin may wrinkle, and our eyes may lose our sight. But God is a good God who gave us this life. He has a purpose for you to be here. So we are unique and valued by God. That's why Jesus came to this woman and said, hey, you are valued. No matter what the world thinks about you, there is no barrier between God's kingdom and you and me. God loves each and every one of us. Jesus breaks the gender barriers. The Jewish culture was more of a patriarchal type, and the women had a lower rank in society. They were not allowed to do certain things. And in that culture, the rabbis, especially the prophets, were not supposed to speak to women. But he crosses that barrier also. Not only cultural barrier, but gender barrier. I don't have to tell you about our gender barriers here. It is about dignity. Man and woman. We all have the same dignity. There is no difference between man and woman in the kingdom of God. God has given us each unique life for unique purpose. And we are all with respect to each other. There is nobody inferior or unimportant in the sight of God. We might make things unimportant even now. Even now in the corporate world, there is a disparity between salary and pay ranges between men and women. It's getting better and better, but reality is that there is still disparity for the same job. If you are a woman, you probably might get paid a little less.
Yes.
But that is the reality that we are facing even now. The voting rights of women, we didn't have voting rights until the 1900s, I believe. And there are still countries around the world that do not allow women to vote. And Saudi Arabia recently, like 3 years ago, they gave the rights for women to drive in Saudi Arabia. And there's only like a few that got driver's license anyway. So this is the situation that we are still living in with a lot of barriers, gender barriers, cultural barriers. And this is the gospel of Jesus Christ crosses all barriers and breaks all the ceilings that we put for any group. There's no ceiling for God's kingdom. Heaven is wide open. And we are there to enjoy the riches in heaven. That is what Jesus was trying to teach through this. And then there is the moral barrier. When it comes to this woman, there is another moral barrier that she was living with. The reason why a woman comes to the well to collect water in the noonday in that scorching heat, because she thought there would not be anybody there. She didn't want to be seen by anybody. Most women come early in the morning before the sun gets hot, or late in the evening when it gets cooler. But this woman did not want to be there with other women because she had a history. She had a history that other women probably will talk about her, look at her, and then despise her. Because she had, according to Jesus, told her that you had five husbands, and the one who she is living with is not her husband now. So that's why one of the authors, when I read about this story, I researched some of the books and read about books, that author calls her a wild, wonderful woman. WWW. Wild, wonderful woman. She's a wonderful woman, but she had a wild past. I mean, you know, it is how it is hard to live with yourself, just one wife. And here it is like with five husbands.
Maybe one her, the man.
Five husbands. And that definitely is a wild woman. Right? A wild past and a wild history. She's morally rejected by the society.
Yes,
nobody wanted
yes,
to be around her. That may be the reason why she chose to be alone in that scorching heat, that she didn't want to be seen or talked about by other people. Because she knows that her community rejects her and they don't like her because of her wild past. But Jesus
Amen.
Tells her, it is not about the past that defines you. It is the future that is going to define you, that God is placing before you a better future. Your past is behind you.
Yes,
and
yes.
Forget it and move on to the future that God promises for you. You may have a wild past, but there's a better future that Jesus is promising you. And she comes to the well, and she doesn't know how to give this water to this man without touching him or giving him her pot or her glass or whatever she had. But that is a no-no at that time. But Jesus said, do not worry about it. I am not asking you about your past. I am not asking you about your cultural history. I am not asking you about your family past. I am just asking you for water. The gospel is not for perfect people. It is for the broken and ashamed and the spiritually thirsty people. If you are looking for just a few good men, you know, there's like the army or one of the military wings, they have this big slogan there, looking for a few good men. Right? Yeah. Some of the churches have that. Just some of the churches probably have that on their door. Looking for a few good men. We are not looking for good men. We are looking for sinners. That's not the ministry of the church is. If we are looking for good men, I would not be here. None of us would be here. We are all bad people in many different ways. Nothing to boast about in our lives. But there is a God, when we repented of our sins, he was merciful and kind enough to forgive us so that we can be received as children of God. Just like the prodigal son who left the father and then he came back repenting and said, accept me as one of your servants. And he said, no, you are not my servant yet. You are still my son. Even though you left me, you disobeyed me and did a lot of things that I didn't like, when I take you back, I clean all of that stuff in the past. And then I accept you back as my own son. That's what the prodigal son story, you all know about that. God forgives us. The Bible says that God will bury your sins under the sea.
Yes.
That means nobody. But you know, and then put a no fishing sign at there. Because there are people who want to go and fish it again.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
There is the world out there looking for fishing out what you can get for somebody out there. But God puts it under the buries it under the sea and put a no fishing sign that nobody would be able to go and pull it out of there. And also, Jesus breaks the religious barriers. And the woman had a question that our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews worship in Jerusalem. So they had two worship places. Then how come you are saying that you can worship anywhere? Jesus said, it is not about a place. It is about your heart. The worship heart, it is in your heart. Jesus answers with a revolutionary statement that a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Worship starts inside, not in a church, not in a temple, not on a mountain, as they used to believe that that mountain, according to Samaritans, there is a mountain of worship. According to the Jewish people, it is the temple, the place of worship. But worship starts in our hearts. Our heart, our body is the temple of the living God. That's what the scripture teaches us. He lives in us. So our worship hearts, our starts within our hearts. The worship is not about geography or tradition or religious rivalry. It's about knowing God in our hearts through spirit and truth. That's how we worship God. And also Jesus breaks the missional barriers. Because of this woman's testimony, as soon as she found out that this was a man who opened her life in front of her and told her about the life history and forgave all the sins, she went to the town and told everybody, come and see, maybe he is the Messiah. So he was one of the first missionaries that I could see in the gospel. The sinner woman, despised by the society, rejected by the church and community at that time, Jesus gathers her and holds her back to his kingdom. And she becomes the first missionary go and telling the other people about Jesus Christ and brings the whole town to them. And we see that a lot of people accepted Jesus at that time. We don't know how many. There was probably a few hundreds at that time. That reminds us that crossing the barrier with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ is the ultimate barrier breaker. At the cross of Jesus Christ, everybody becomes equal. So this is the story about breaking the barriers Jesus Christ that's teaching about. We are no way greater than anybody. We are all equal in God's sight and in the kingdom of God. God is a God who opens the riches of heaven to everybody who accepts and humbly receives the blessings that God is offering to us. God is a good God. He takes us through good and bad, but he is the same living God who gives us everything that we need. Jacob's well exists still today. And believe it or not, it is still there. When we went to Israel a few years ago, we were able to visit this place. It is now inside a church, a Greek church. They protect it with that walls around it. It's about 150 feet deep. It's really a big, deep well, but it's very narrow. You can see that, how that is. It's inside a Greek Orthodox church. We start there. When I say the well of Jacob is still there, physically it is there also. It's a historical place. It's not just like a myth or a story. But at the same time, the well of Jesus Christ is also available today. The living water that Jesus Christ offers. It is alive today, and you and I can go and drink from it. This is not a legend or myth. Jesus Christ is real even today in our midst. He is the living God who offers us the living water. Anyone who drinks of the water of this world will thirst again. But the water that Jesus gives, the living water, will never thirst again. It will bring up the source of eternal life, not only in our lives, but you will become a source of life to others around us. What a great blessing it is to be part of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. Today, as we go from this place, may we receive that living water in our lives that crosses all barriers and be a source of supply to others, of living water to others, crossing all barriers in this world. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 359. Alas, indeed, my Savior bleed. It's on the screen. You can follow that.
Such as
night, and the burden of my heart rolled away, rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. For sin for Christ that I have done, he groaned upon the tree. Amazing mighty grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my strength, and now I am happy all the day. Well, mine the sun in God the sun, and shared his glory. God the mighty Maker died for his own creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I wish in vain, for in vain was it vain. It is all my heart in vain was this, and in my eyes in vain. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But cross of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give my soul away, is all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. People of God, wherever we are in our life, there is a Jesus who will cross all the barriers, regardless of our past or our culture or gender or any other barriers the world places. Jesus will cross that. He is waiting at the well on our thirsty and dry path to quench our thirst. No matter what our background or barriers are, he is ready to cross and bless us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.